is stand on stage and talk to people. I would have done anything but that. But you know what? Whatever the barrier is that you put up, that's the first thing that's going to stop you from success. So who's freaked out about speaking on stage right now? Hands up, please. Hi. Don't hide. Hands up high. I have to look for some faces because I might need you later. If you want to be in the top 10%, there are those two things. Your brain has to be programmed, and everything that you are freaked out about doing will rise above you. If you're freaked out about crappy tenants, guess what'll happen? You will attract. If you're freaked out about speaking in public, guess what the next thing is that you probably will have to figure out how to do? Speak in public. If you're afraid to negotiate, same thing. Oh my God, next thing I got to do is I got to negotiate. It will happen over and over and over again until you grab control. Grab control. You should have seen my first, Wade, you might have been seen one of my first presentations. The poor old paper's moving and I'm doing the thing, and that's before I learned to use the slides as a cheat. But change how you think. That's how you change your results. Control all the things that are fake and baloney that are out there controlling you. And all the mind. The mind will allow you to go forward or the mind will hold you back. But you'll notice on the triangle of mind, money, and wealth, it is the foundation. You cannot get to money and you cannot get to the wealth that you want until you allow it and until this coconut is programmed for success. So roadblocks, if you have roadblocks during the weekend, write them down. You don't have to show anybody. You don't have to be proud of them. People haven't written anything down since I've started, some people, right? And that's an interesting fact. It's just an observation. But the reality is, once you think of a roadblock, write it down and then figure a way in which to do it in your life. I sadly was presenting, I thought, let's just go do this thing. back in 1993, 94, I was teaching marketing down in the States, and I was getting a little bit better on the stage. Paper was still shaking. But then, a friend of mine, we were doing the RAIN program, and I was the back guy. I was the research guy. I would design all the presentations. And then a friend of mine's son fell through the ice and the presenter died and drowned. And that hit me. I said, wait a second here. I now have an 8-hour RAIN program that I have to teach myself 3 weeks from now. And Sammy was one of my best friends, 6 years old. He was an amazing spirit. So I said, well, I hate speaking. I'm the bad guy. What are you talking about? But that came up for me. So I did it in tribute to Sam. I just got up there, paper and all, and did this. Okay, today we're going to be doing this. And you can hear it on the tape. Some of you guys have heard the tape. You can actually hear the paper. Because I was upset about Sammy, obviously, but B, the show must go on. The show must go on. But it was brought to me in a brutal fashion. Don't allow it to be brutal for you to be forced to do what you need to do. But understand that from that, I figured out, wait a minute, there's people in the room who like me. There's people in the room who don't like me. And I'm just me. And that's the way it is. And that's just like real life. So I've spoken in groups of 1,000 people, knowing farewell that there's people who like me and people who don't like me. But you know what? I know that we're changing lives because I see it over and over again. So how can you do the same thing with any of your roadblocks? My turning point began with the 7 wealth transformers, especially wealth transformer number 1. When we are lucky tonight that Jesse James, and yes, that is his real name, is going to walk us through the weekend, all 7 wealth transformers that I went through. So you're going to get to go through them because they can change your life. If you don't participate normally, this is the event to participate. Change your actions. You will change your results. Change your actions. This is very unique to Mind, Money, and Wealth, and I congratulate Alan in developing this because, wow, that's all I can say. It's wow. Jesse James. Did I spell your name right, Jess? He's going to walk us through all seven of these this weekend, but I just want to talk about number one because that's the one that I'm sitting back in Bonnie's seat, and I went, whoa, that's exactly what I needed. Grabbing control means having a goal. Grabbing control of your life means having a goal. That is the difference between chasing money, long-term wealth. Chasing money, long-term wealth. Chasing money is tiring. Having money come to you is a heck of a lot more fun. And by having that vision, you will manifest it. Things start to happen in your life. You can start cutting people out, cutting distractions out. So you are going poof, as I like to call it, to your personal Belize. So 1992, June 27th, wealth transformer number one, I worked my way through. Understand, I had a job. I'd never done any public speaking. I'd never written anything in my life. I had never done any of this stuff. I was hawking aircraft parts in Edmonton. Although I was the general manager, I was still hawking aircraft parts in Edmonton. Western Canada Piper. So I'm sitting back there and I say, okay, Alan, I surrender. I'm going to do these exercises. And this is so you're there, right, where I'm doing? I'm sitting in an office. I'm doing all this stuff. This is what came out of me at the end of this 12th Transformer. To use my humor, honesty, and intelligence by reading, gaining knowledge from all sources, and keeping everyone around me in a positive frame of mind. So I create success in my business and all areas of my life so that everyone, the key, who wants it, has everything they need to be comfortable and to enjoy their lives. I had no idea what that meant, and I had no idea how I was going to achieve it. But now I had the vision. Now I had the vision. Transformer number one that Jesse's going to walk you through is called your life purpose. Your life purpose will change how you look at this weekend. It will change how you make decisions, and it changed my life. I had no idea how this was going to create itself. But other than the humor part, I think a lot of it is really the base from what Rain works about. Wouldn't you say, Rain members? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yeah, because you never laugh at my jokes. So from your life vision comes what we defined is your personal Belize. Your personal Belize is your yes-no deciding filter in life. If it doesn't get you closer to your personal Belize, which is a fun name for your goal, right? Because how many times can you hear the word goal? If something doesn't get you closer to your personal beliefs, guess what? You cut it out. Save it for later, maybe. But the bottom line is what this whole program is. You use the wealth transformer that Jesse will walk you through, and then you can use this personal beliefs. There are 9 questions, I believe, on the back that you can use to start developing your own in the future. It's 30 seconds. Once you've defined it and once you have it clear and it's stuck on your bathroom mirror you see every single day, every time somebody brings you something, you quite clearly can say yes or no. Because if it doesn't get you, it might be really exciting and has potential to make us millions of dollars. But if it doesn't get me closer to my personal beliefs, I say, no thank you, not right now. It doesn't fit for me. And that's what you can, that's how powerful this can be. You can start chopping your way through so your focus is there. The journey. Andreas? Bill, can I borrow you for a second? Andreas? Come on up. Jimmy? This is real life. I'm going to get Bill here. Give these guys a hand for volunteering, putting their hand up and volunteering. Bill, right here. Bill, if you'll stand right here, just watch that metal thing behind you. Jim, you stand right here, but you got to stand up close front. Yeah, right by the, and no dancing again. You should have seen him before you got in here. Oh, my God. Okay, and Andreas, just don't look into the light. Stand back here a little bit. Okay. So here's the journey of life. Before wealth transformer number one, here's Don. I'm going that general direction. I want to be where Jason is eventually. So I'm walking along. This is my line, right? And then Bill has a shiny, jingly thing that he says, hey, we could do this, and it's very exciting. That's where I want to be. But Bill is off my path, but it looks really exciting. So I go over to Bill, and Bill and I hang out, and we do whatever Bill's cool idea was, and we spend months on it, etc. We do whatever it is, and it gets us kind of distracted, wouldn't you say? Anybody been distracted by something that has taken them off? Yeah. So I'm over here with Bill, and Bill's a great guy, but you know what? If I had my personal vision and my personal beliefs, I would have skipped Bill and moved on. But here I am spending time slowing myself down because it's exciting and it's new. And then I go, Bill, you know what? This isn't working for me. I really appreciate it. Stay here for a second. And I go over here. And then I walk along. Russ, can you get on the other side of Andreas and for a sec? And I come up to Jim. And here's the cool thing about Jim. Jim is going or has achieved what I've always wanted to achieve. So he puts his arm around me. Well done, Jimmy. And actually propels me forward. You're propelling me forward. Now, this is obviously not staged. Jimmy's propelled me forward, and then he stops. And he goes, Don, that's all I can do for you at this point because I got some stuff to do. So that I've spent a year, 2 years, 5 years, whatever it is with Jim. But I have now moved way closer to my goal, to Jason. I just don't know what that goal is, right? Then I'm going along, I'm floating along, and then Andreas goes, jingle, jingle, shiny, cool thing over here, and I walk over to Andreas, and Andreas, just like we did over with Bill, I hang out over here, and it slows me down, and it's something different, and it's off my path, off my chosen path. So we hang out, and we have some fun, and then I go, whoa, wait a second, back on track, and I walk over here, and then if I was you, I'd stand here. And then I run into Russell, and he looked like, in 1986, he looked like a Flock of Seagulls guy. Oh, you were nine then, weren't you? And then he is the next guy who's actually going in the same direction as me, and he propels me forward towards my goal. Now, how much more quick, thank you, give these volunteers a hand. Okay. Thank you. How much more quickly... We'll wait for you, Andreas, no problem. I'm just kidding. Thanks for propelling me, man. How much more quickly would it have been if I had just gone to the Andreas and the Russells who stuck their arm around me and propelled me forward instead of getting distracted? More? Yes or no?
Yes.
Are you with me?
Yes.
Right. Okay, so the journey changed after the wealth transformer number one. My success went to a whole new level because now I knew exactly Jason, and I now knew I had this vision. Billy would call me over, and I'd go, Bill,